Welcome to worship this 23rd Sunday after Pentecost, this year also known as the Sunday after the election. We come together as one people to worship our God and to be renewed. I'm Pastor Diane Loffman, and we are First Lutheran Church, Faith, Love, Community. We continue our service with our confession and forgiveness. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, in whom we are rooted and bound together in beloved community. Amen. Amen. Holy Spirit, root of life, we confess that we too often draw our hope and strength from human things. Our roots dry up, they refuse to hold, and we fall, having failed to be drawn together in love and in you. Reroot us in the soil of your forgiveness and awaken us to how our lives are intertwined with one another and the rest of your creation. Amen. Beloved of God, in the name of Jesus, your sins are forgiven. Trust that you are deeply rooted together in Christ. Stand firm on this promise. Amen.
Thank you.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
O God of justice and love, you illumine our way through life with the words of your Son. Give us the light we need and awaken us to the needs of others through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Good morning, young disciples. I have an oil lamp here, which has some dancing women around it, which is kind of cool because the parable we're going to hear today in the gospel is of 10 bridesmaids who have oil lamps. So this just happens to be an oil lamp, which I'm going to light. And 5 of the bridesmaids bring extra oil because the bridegroom might be late and they are supposed to light the pathway for the bridegroom into the wedding feast. And 5 of the bridesmaids forget to bring extra oil. So I brought extra oil so I wouldn't be one of the foolish ones and that have my lamp and my light go out. But it made me think about when you're baptized, as we had a baptism last week, that we light our candle and say, "Let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." And sometimes our lights get dim and we do need this extra oil. And I'm wondering how you think we get that extra oil. How do we not have our lights grow dim? Well, I wrote some things on this bottle of oil. I wrote, reading the Bible. I bet some of you would have said that. Praying. I bet some of you would have said that. Caring for others. Feeding the hungry. Working for justice. Being kind. I think some of you would have said that. But sometimes those things actually, we can get tired. And so the biggest way I think that we replenish our light and make it strong again is we worship. We come together in a community of faith and we worship God and we are fed. We miss being fed at the table, but we're fed by the word and Christ replenishes our light. So it keeps burning. And we're able to go out and be the light in the world. So thanks for being that light in your family and with your friends and as part of this community of faith. Amen.
Today's first reading is found in the Wisdom of Solomon. Wisdom is radiant and unfading, and she is easily discerned by those who love her and is found by those who seek her. She hastens to make herself known to those who desire her. One who rises early to seek her will have no difficulty, for she will be found sitting at the gate. To fix one's thought on her is perfect understanding, and one who is vigilant on her account will soon be free from care, because she goes about seeking those worthy of her, and she graciously appears to them in their paths, and meets them in every thought. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The second reading is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. We do not want you to be uninformed, brothers and sisters, about those who have died, so that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring him those who have died. For this we declare to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will by no means precede those who have died. For the Lord himself, with a cry of command, with the archangel's call, and the sound of God's trumpet, will descend from heaven, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up in the clouds together with them to meet the Lord in the air. and so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Holy Gospel comes into our midst this morning according to St. Matthew, the 25th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to the disciples, "Then the kingdom of heaven will be like this. 10 bridesmaids took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. When the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them. But the wise took flask of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, all of them became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a shout, 'Look, here is the bridegroom, come out to meet him.' Then all those bridesmaids got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the wise, 'Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out.' But the wise replied, 'No, there will not be enough for you and for us. You had better go to the dealers and buy some for yourselves.' And while they went to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went with him into the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the other bridesmaids came also, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open to us.' But he replied, 'Truly, I tell you, I do not know you. Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour.'" This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. May our lamps be refilled with the oil of your grace, that they might burn brightly in a world in need of lamps that light the bridegroom's path. Be a lamp to our feet and a light unto our path. Amen. Well, this is either a perfect parable for post-election Sunday or it's a terrible one. Even though the election is no laughing matter, it's sort of hard to not ask. So were the 5 bridesmaids who got into the banquet Republicans or Democrats? Nobody's laughing. Oh, maybe too soon. Hang in there with me. Were they rural people or urban people? Liberals or conservatives? We love to divide our world up. And last week, I thought I preached well on how there isn't bad, good, and extra good. Though this week, I think we were back to dividing our world up that way. And of course, our Lutheran faith continues to remind us that we are each of us simultaneously saint and sinner. We breathe in polluted air and the Holy Spirit. So why does Jesus give us a parable that divides us up into ones allowed in and ones shut out? It seems so unhelpful and so like us. It's hard not to be drawn into talking about these bridesmaids and to ask a bunch of questions that put us into one camp or the other. Why didn't those 5 bridesmaids who had brought more oil share? Others might say, in good American fashion, "Hey, we work for this oil, we bought it with our own money, we saved and prepared for this day, get your own." In the current conspiracy climate we live in, we might question whether the five bridesmaids with enough oil sent the others to the store hoping that the bridegroom would come while they were gone so they would be left out. It was a trick. And of course, that is what happens. While they are gone to the oil dealers to get more oil, the bridegroom arrives. The bridesmaids who are there with enough oil do what they are supposed to do. They light the bridegroom's way into the wedding feast, and the door shuts behind them. Now, who knows what happened at the oil dealer's shop? Maybe there was a long line. Maybe they got lost thinking it was on J Street when it was on C Avenue. Maybe the dealer didn't have enough for all five, so they had to go to two dealers. They seem to have waited for one another since they all arrived back together, which adds a further question. If you knew that the bridegroom could come at any moment and that you were supposed to be there to greet him with your light, would you have waited for the other four if you got your oil first? Would you have pushed to the head of the line or waited your turn? Those of you who travel, or at least used to before this pandemic, have you ever been in the line when your plane was being called? Or gone on a cruise and known it was supposed to leave port at 5 and you were at line at 4:45? Anxiety. Has anyone been running to make it to the orchestra before the doors shut and you were stuck outside until intermission? I have been running late to orchestra and ballet so many times in my life. It's ultimately non-consequential, but it's terrible to have a door close in your face. Sorry, you'll have to wait. But I paid for these tickets. But I'm just a couple of minutes late. Sorry. Of course, in the parable, there is no apology. There's a, I don't know you. Your ticket isn't valid. The door is closed. But the five excluded ones call out, not to the bridesmaids, but on the Lord, 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 open to us. But the bridegroom says, I don't know you. Since we are in the bridesmaid's place, we think about how painful that is to not be recognized by the Lord. But I was thinking maybe we're meant to think about how painful it is for the bridegroom to not recognize his bridesmaids. And that made me think, in a little aside here, maybe some of the deep pain in our country on both sides comes from a similar place. I don't recognize my country. I don't know my country anymore. Would that we could come together over that pain and forge something new that embraces everyone, because whether we want to be or not, we are all in this together. The Lord may shut the door on us, but we can't shut the door on one another. So, when have you acted in a way that the Lord would not recognize you? I think of when I taught school in the Bronx and I completely lost it one day. I didn't recognize myself. So surely Jesus wouldn't have recognized me in that moment. The oil in my lamp was contaminated with stress. It wasn't burning on the gospel oil of peace. It makes me wonder, what are we filling our lamps with these days? Anxiety, fear, blame, hatred, self-obsession, worry. This pandemic may last another year. How will we get through it? Is what we are filling our lamps with, are our reserves enough to get us through? Are we filling them with mixtures of our own making? A little bit of willpower, a little bit of optimistic thinking, lots of exercise? Or are we filling our lamps, drawing on reserves provided by our God, the Anointed One, whose oil of gladness, of hope, and love runneth over? The bridegroom wants to know, are your lamps filled with my free oil, or are you filling them with processed oils you've purchased elsewhere? It occurred to me as I studied the parable this week, as the pastor's Bible study wrestled with it, as I was preparing for Friday morning Bible study, and in the midst of Friday morning Bible study, that all of us were focused on the bridesmaids. Like this week, our focus has been on Democrats and Republicans. And that's when I realized that the parable did what it was supposed to do. It caught me. It caught us. We were all the bridesmaids who weren't prepared for the bridegroom because we were focused on the bridesmaids and what they did or what they didn't do. We were focused on ourselves, not on Christ. Our hope was in something we could do rather than on what the bridegroom has already done. My lamp this week was overflowing with anxiety. I turned off the news Tuesday night and watched the Elton John biopic, Rocket Man, which I highly recommend. But that wasn't enough to draw sustenance from. That didn't center me in hope and peace. It was just a distraction that when it was over, I was back to my shallow breathing. But Wednesday afternoon, I read scripture to prepare for our Acts Bible study. And I attended, of course, then the Bible study and focused as we were on God and not ourselves. I was at peace. And Thursday, I visited Liz Larson in the hospital and read her Psalm 138 that holds these lines. I give you thanks, O Lord, with my whole heart. Before the gods, I sing your praise. I bow down toward your holy temple and give thanks to your name for your steadfast love and your faithfulness. For you have exalted your name and your word above everything. On the day I called, you answered me. You increased my strength of soul. And on Friday, I visited Wally Vanstrom, and with her husband Neil, blessed her body to send her on her way. A woman who has known so much tragedy, and yet because her lamp was full with the oil of Christ, she has been a joyful, loving spirit. Neil and I didn't talk about the election, for the bridegroom was near. This parable, as the intro to it reminds us, isn't about five elected and five shut out. It's about the kingdom of heaven, about the Lord who comes, about the Lord who is here, whether Republicans or Democrats win. The Lord is here, radiant and unfading, making herself known to those who desire her. To fix one's thought on her is perfect understanding, and one who is vigilant on her account will soon be free from care. free from care. Can you imagine? Doesn't that sound simply heavenly? In the name of the bridegroom, amen.
Together, let us recite the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
We lift our prayers for the church, the world, creation, and all people to the one whose love is steadfast and endures forever. Fill our lamps with your oil, pressed down and flowing over. Fill us with your love that burns bright and drawn from you never goes out. Refresh our spirits and give us strength of soul. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
May we seek wisdom where she may be found, gathered together by her unfading radiance. May a beloved community be forged in this nation across our false human divisions. May there be a coming together and a working for the sake of the whole. You have promised, Lord, a healing of the nations. May there be healing in our nation, a peaceful transition to new leadership, a willingness to begin anew. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
For November warmth, where usually there is cold, we are caught, thankful for late fall gardening and biking and coatless days, even as we note the aberration and worry about the warming of your earth. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
In these uncertain times, with the virus spreading more rapidly than our compassion and care feels adequate to meet, we ask God for your healing presence to bring peace and hope. Replenish our reserves, comfort those who mourn, strengthen the souls of those who work to care for those who are affected. Keep our loved ones safe and our Duluth and FLC community caring for one another. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
We ask for your healing powers to touch the lives of Deanna, Bruce Snyder, Liz, Sean, Carol Johnson, Marshall, Joyce, Mickey, Craig Peterson, Eric Johnson, Marion Shear, Drew, Joel, Judy, Nadia Kronholm, Heidi's niece, Chris, Marcia's nephew and wife, Paul and Missy, Emma, Tyler, and all who weigh on our hearts this day. May your healing presence be made known to them. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
For the blessing of Wally, for her peaceful passing Friday afternoon, for the faithful companionship of Neil through sickness and health, for her filled lamp and bright light shining, bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
For all these things and so many more, we ask your mercy through the triune God to whom we pray. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Hi, this is Ann Beck, pastoral associate at First Lutheran. God Extends an Invitation is the stewardship theme this year, and thanks to your response to the invitation, we have been able to make significant upgrades to our church technology, which was so very outdated. A new server, computers, and equipment for live streaming will enable us to stay connected and engaged in God's mission through FLC in creative new ways. Thank you for your generosity.
We do thank you for your tremendous generosity, for which we give thanks to God. You may send a text to give, 218-325-9525. Go to our website, send it in the via the mail, come to the door. We are grateful for your generosity.
Thank you.
God of all goodness, generations have turned to you, gathered around your table, and shared your abundant blessings. Number us among them, that as we gather these gifts from your abundance and give thanks for your rich blessings, we may feast upon your very self and care for all that you have made through Jesus Christ, our sovereign and servant. Amen.
Today we remember that we root ourselves in you, our boundless God, from whom we draw strength and hope. Although our roots may feel shallow, we trust that you hold us firm and bind us together in beloved community through the body of Christ. In this season of harvest, we take bread, giving thanks for the earth's bounty and the work of human hands. We ponder the holy mystery that you, O giver of life, produce for our crops and the ground for our very being. As we eat this bread, we pray for all who hunger for food and justice, humbly asking that we and our gifts may become bread for the world. Nourished by the living God and grounded in this community of faith, we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen. Few announcements this morning. We celebrate November birthdays at our coffee hour today, so please Zoom by. Middle schoolers, Zoom at 11:30 and confirmation this evening at 6:30. Also, drive by the church on London Road and you'll see the beautiful tree of life with all the hands. God's work, our hands, and it's not too late to add your own. Check out the classrooms on our website. You can click on different images and they will take you on a journey. Thank you so much to Ann Beck and Sunday school teachers who are just creating wonderful things on our website. Our 150 items for November, the Welcome and Evangelism team is gathering socks for those in need, which we will place out in our little library. So please drop them by, socks or packets of socks. Next week, November 15th, is Pledge Sunday. you should have received a pledge card in the mail. If you come next week between 11 and 1 through the Superior Street parking lot to drop off your pledge card, we're handing out pumpkin bread and chocolate and also pumpkins to roast. So thank you for your tremendous generosity. If you can't come by, you can mail your pledge card back or bring it by during the week. We are hoping to support a youth and family pastor. We have another interview this week, so please pray for that. So any way you can help with your giving would be most appreciated as we continue to seek to grow our youth and family ministry and spread God's love. The sanctuary is open from 11 to 1 for prayer Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Logan is putting together images to reflect upon. Those are also found on our website. We are participating in a Stations of the Nativity with five other churches for Advent. Our station is Joseph and Mary looking for a place. And if you remember, there is no place in the inn. So these will be displays, light displays, and however else we're creative to come up with a display that people can come by and see our interpretation and read a story of our interpretation. If you're willing to help design that and or put it up, please let Logan know. Receive the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and grant you peace. Amen.
Beloved of God, go in peace and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.